We begin in Turkey, where the two leading candidates have cast their ballots in the most closely contested presidential election in living memory. After 20 years in power, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is facing his toughest electoral challenge yet. Much of the opposition has united to back one candidate, Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu. In a country still scarred by February's devastating earthquakes, the government's disaster response is a major issue in this election. The economy is another big concern after a year that saw inflation hit 85%. In a moment, we'll speak to Resul Sadar in Turkey's capital, Ankara, where the main opposition leader voted. But first, let's go to Sinem Köseoglu, who's in Istanbul. And Sinem, you are where President Erdogan cast his ballot just a short while ago.
Exactly, fully. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and First Lady just casted their ballots in the school right behind me. And right now, President Erdogan is exiting the school. He's leaving this area, and he's expected to continue to follow the election results and how the election is going from AK Party's Istanbul district building. There is a crowd behind me. When President Erdogan entered the building, they start and cheering, showing support and love for President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. I must admit that despite that, it is the most challenging election ever for Erdogan, who has been in the politics for the last three decades. He still has a strong support, strong base in Istanbul, where he started his political career. President Erdogan is accused of high inflation, rising cost of living, and limiting, restricting freedom and media in the country. On the other hand, he accuses the opposition and the opposition leader of collaborating with the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party campaign. That was his main rhetoric, accusing the opposition. However, despite that, Erdogan has been losing ground, especially since the ruling AK Party lost Istanbul municipality seat to the opposition candidate Ekrem İmamoğlu. He is the current mayor. Still, there is a strong support. And President Erdogan actually vows to win in Istanbul, as it is the largest city in the country. And as a mayoral election is coming up less than 1 year ahead in 2024, President Erdogan totally focused on his campaign efforts in Istanbul for the last 2 days. He said when he spoke just after casting his ballot inside the school, he said that so far the election was going fine, everything was peaceful, and he had the brief from the interior minister. But of course, it's a long day and everybody's excited about the outcome from the ballot boxes. Folly.
Sinem, we're watching live pictures right now of President Erdogan surrounded by his supporters after casting his vote in that school in Istanbul, the neighborhood where he lives, I understand. The president and the first lady casting their ballot just a short while ago. Istanbul, of course, is a stronghold of President Erdogan and the AK Party, right, Sinem?
Definitely, definitely. This is where he started his career, because in late 1990s, President Erdogan was elected as Istanbul mayor. He was in the seat for about 2 years, and then he was imprisoned. Back then, the secularist administration, when they put him in prison, many were saying that he would be coming back to politics as Nelson Mandela. However, the then current government said he couldn't even be a local head in any neighborhood. But then he became a prime minister, and then he became the president, and he switched Turkey's parliamentary administration system to presidential system. And it's been more than two decades. But of course, for President Erdogan, being successful in Istanbul is probably the most important thing, as Istanbul constitutes nearly 20% of the whole population. Most of the electorate is here. The universities are here. Business is here. All the tax, half of the tax revenue, half of the industrial output is coming out from Istanbul. And of course, no need to explain that Istanbul, despite Ankara is the capital, Istanbul is the gate for Turkey opening to the globe. That's why winning here is very important, and winning even the municipality of Istanbul is very important, as in Turkey, municipalities generate income for political parties because governors are appointed, but municipality mayors are elected. They are candidates of political parties. That's why Istanbul is very critical for Erdogan. And during the last week, he always mentioned that if Istanbul says yes, his political party and himself are possibly going to win. Folly.
Okay, Sinem, thank you very much for bringing us the latest there from Istanbul, where again President Erdogan has just cast his ballot. At his neighborhood in Istanbul, at a school there, he is currently greeting his supporters. A lot of them, as you can see, have come out to show their support for the incumbent, who is running for a third consecutive term. Let's cross over now to Resul Sedar, who's in Ankara, Turkey's capital, where the opposition, opposition's main candidate, Resul, has also cast his vote.
That's correct. We are in a primary school in Ankara where the opposition leader, Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, the main leader of the opposition, Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, has just cast his vote. So people, his supporters, were here waiting for him since morning. And once he got into the schools, so we have seen that they were warmly welcoming him. There was quite an excitement here, and the hopes are very, very high this time because they believe they can defeat President Erdogan this time. So six opposition parties have came together, and they have formed an alliance, picking Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu as their unity candidate. And through his presidential election campaign, he has been accusing the government of the corruption, vanishing the democracy and peace, and also destroying Turkey's reputation internationally. That's why he was promising his supporters, or the Turks, the public here, that once he's in the power, he's going to restore democracy and peace at home. He's going to give greater, create conditions for the greater individual freedoms and rights in Turkey. And also, internationally, he was promising better relations with the West, to bolster the ties with the West, with the United States, the European Union, NATO. And also, in the last 2 days of the campaign, he has been warning Russia that it is meddling with Turkish internal affairs, which was regarded as a signal to the West that once he's in power, the relations of Turkey and Russia are going to be more nuanced. So, but here, one of the main factors that is going to determine the outcome of the election is definitely the economy. So the skyrocketing prices here, and people are suffering from bad prices, and also one of the highest inflation rates in the world. So here, Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu and the opposition was very much focusing on that the economy, recovery in economy, is going to be on the top of their agenda once they are the government. However, today, so it's the first round of the election. If none of the candidates receive more than 50% plus one vote, then it's going to be decided in the second round, which is going to be held on 28th of May.
Thank you. Thank you, Resul, for that. Resul Sedar, live for us there in Ankara. As Resul mentioned, the economy is a major concern for voters. Earthquake reconstruction is another concern. Almost 100 days after the devastating tremors in southern Turkey, hundreds of thousands of survivors are still living in camps or are scattered around the country. As Zeyna Hoda reports from Antakya, that's not stopping them from voting.
These people traveled for hours to return to their home provinces to vote. They are survivors of February's earthquakes. They were displaced. More than a million people relocated to cities across the country. According to Turkish law, you need to be at your place of residence in order to cast the ballot if you do not re-register a new address. People here say they are determined to make their voices heard.
I came here for voting to change this government, because when the earthquake happened, this government didn't came for 3 days. That's why I want to change this government.
This election will help us to select our future. If our future is good or not, we will see you today.
In quake-hit southern provinces, thousands and thousands of buildings either collapsed or are just uninhabitable. So authorities had to set up makeshift polling stations using these container cabins in order for the election to take place. And as you can see, voter turnout is quite high. People here... on the back of their minds when they make the decision. It is about who is the person they have faith in to rebuild their lives. People here have not just lost their homes, they've lost their livelihoods. They've lost everything.
This is our house. It is heavily damaged, and we believe our president will finish building our homes within a year. We are expecting him to support us. We have supported him for years.
The President Erdogan and his ruling party still maintain support in these areas. He can still rely on his core electoral base. They believe him when he says hundreds of thousands of homes are going to be rebuilt within a year. Those in the opposition, they disagree. They blame the government for mishandling the disaster and for the lax policies, the lack of proper oversight that allowed thousands and thousands of buildings to collapse. Zana Khodr, Al Jazeera, Southern Turkey.